We had a rumour on the Rumour File this morning about a parent on the peninsula who bought a stash of rats, and the enterprising son who made a pretty plenty by inflating the price and flogging them off. Mm-hmm. But that got us thinking, because you were on the peninsula during the break, and I had heard the same thing, that anecdotally that the Mornington Peninsula was awash with COVID-19.
The Sorrento wave, we were calling it.
Right, and Brett Sutton said yesterday that Omicron may well have reached its peak, and we were thinking, one place you could go to check whether it's reached its peak is the Mornington Peninsula. Yes. Dr. Sally Shaw, Mornington Peninsula GP. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you getting any sense through your practice as to whether numbers are peaking or have peaked?
Well, yes, I think they have peaked, if it's any indication from our clinic, because on the 6th of January, we were seeing 1,000 people a day and turning people away in the queue. And now we're seeing about 300 and we have no queues and it seems to be very, you know, controlled. But I think you have to realise a lot of people are getting rapid tests.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Doctor, my sense of it being down there at the time was that that the community, that society actually self-imposed isolation upon themselves. Am I exaggerating, or was that your sense as well?
That is my sense, but I hope it's happening all over Australia. So I'm doing it. Everyone's doing that. Like, it doesn't really matter about the Mornington Peninsula. If you think you've got symptoms or you have a positive RAT test, then you isolate for a week.
I think we all know loads and loads of people who've had COVID-19. I don't think I know anyone who's had COVID-19 who's been to the doctor as a result. Do you have people who tend to come to you when they have COVID-19 symptoms, or do they simply stay at home and suffer in silence as they probably would have with the common cold or the flu?
I think since the Prime Minister announced that rapid tests were okay and you didn't need to do a PCR, then yes, people are staying at home. However, there is a very huge role of the local GP involved with telehealth. And we are ringing all of our positive patients, which is thousands and thousands of them. But if we don't connect them with their own GP, we ring them and we say, have you got a GP? And they say, yes, we've been talking to my GP. He's done this, he's done that, he's ringing me tomorrow. So I feel there's a lot of that support coming from the GPs. And once I've rung them once, most of them say, look, you don't need to ring me again, I'm okay.
So, Doctor, perhaps another indication whether we've reached the peak is, have you noticed that shops, restaurants, cafes have started to open a little more regularly? Certainly if you go back, let's say, 10 days ago, many of the businesses down in the peninsula were, on a very limited staff and limited rostering.
Well, I think that the staffing is still a massive issue, and I'm still seeing quite a few shops either opening part-time or a sign up saying, please be patient, we've got limited staff. We know in ourselves, we had, it's all finished on Monday, thank God, but we had 28 out of our 30 admin staff had COVID and were isolating.
28 out of 30?
Yes.
28 out of 30.
Yes.
And you know, what we had to do is we had to ring them and say, do you know anyone? And they all sent down their little brothers or their big brothers or friends, and we had to run it with staff that had never been there before. And I think we had two staff that knew what they were doing, and we did it.
Well done, Doctor.
A bit like 3OW. Hey, Doctor, nice to chat with you. Dr. Sally Shaw, Mornington Peninsula GP. Well, I take that as confirmation that the Mornington Peninsula was awash with COVID.
28 out of 30, right?
Yeah.